All right. We're joined by the driver of the number 00 Haas Automation Ford, Cole Custer, our third place finisher. We're going to open it up for questions. Cole, you worked your way up from the back. Just how'd that work for you?
Oh, I mean, really, we just had a great car. I mean, I think we probably were the best car out there. I think Kyle's Larson's probably just the best driver at Chicago. So it was a little bit hard to catch him once he started running the top. But I felt like long run wise, I felt like we were about the same speed as he was. And if we were close again, I probably learned some things on the top that probably would have kept us closer to him. But it just sucks I made that mistake. I feel like, you know, I've never made that mistake, I don't think, before. So not that I remember. So it's just frustrating. But we'll move on to the next one. But we got some good momentum and guys gave me a great car.
Jessica?
Jessica Ruff with NASCAR.com. Obviously, you're disappointed that you didn't get the win today, but you guys have had a strong string of races recently, and you now are atop the points, so that's got to give you some, you know, good vibes heading into the next few races. So what does that do for your team?
It definitely gives us some confidence, but we obviously, now that you're fighting for wins every single weekend, you start getting disappointed that you don't win. So, I mean, I think we're happy where we're at. We're disappointed with top fives, but we definitely, you know, we're knocking on the door every weekend of having a win. So just need to have him go right and not make any mistakes.
Lee Spencer,
any thoughts going through your head when you passed Harvick? I mean, that's a challenge in itself.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin's taught me a lot, and also, I mean, he's definitely one of the best out there. So it was, you know, it's always satisfying when you're racing with Cup drivers and you're actually able to outrun them. So it was they're a little bit better than I am in the Cup cars, that's for sure. But in the Xfinity Series cars, I feel like I can kind of compete with them pretty well. It's just now it's beating all of them and winning a race. But I think, you know, just have to keep it going.
Cole, Jay Cohen, Associated Press. Can you describe what it was like for you in the car with the heat and the conditions, and what did you do to try and keep yourself physically fit during that type of heat?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty rough. It was, I think Iowa, at least for me, was a little bit harder, but it was definitely tough because our cars, we have the right side window in, so you don't get much air in there, and then you're just, I don't know what Allgaier's car said, how hot it was, but it was pretty hot in our car, and just trying to stay hydrated and pouring water on yourself and just doing whatever you can, but it's, you know, we survived, and, you know, that's what we're paid to do, I guess.
Chris?
ChrisMankCatchFans.com. Cole, how do you feel about going to Daytona next week and continuing your momentum?
Oh, well, obviously it's a wild card, so everything that we've worked on the last 5 weeks or so could be thrown out the window there. But it's I think our speedway stuff's been getting better and better and better, so I think we're bringing an even better car there. So we're just I'm looking forward to it. I think we'll have good speed, and I think I'm not the best speedway racer, but I feel like I've gotten better and better at it too. So I think it'll be our best speedway race.
Any more questions for Cole? Thank you, Cole.
Thank you.